Up CNN right here with CTE West Artist 211. What's up with you, man?
What it do, man?
Shit, you know.
I'm coming live from the Westside Inglewood.
Yeah, for those who don't know, go ahead and introduce yourself to everybody real quick.
Young 211, the motherfucking business, corporate thug entertainment, CTE West, nigga. USDA, you already know what it do and what it is and what it is gonna be.
And you from Inglewood, California. Tell us how you came up.
Yeah, city of the champs, you know what I'm saying? I come from the Rogers Park gang, you know, they were Power Rules, Sinella, Lassie, nigga, Florida to La Brea. And you know, it's just shit on some LA shit, how it is out here, you know what I'm saying? It's real hard for young niggas out here to, you know what I'm saying, to get out here and stay positive because, you know what I'm saying, we surrounded by the element. So, you know, we try to come up and do what we do out here, you know?
Right. And how did you get into the music business?
Shit, I just like, I fell in it like, basically I fell in it on accident, you know what I'm saying? I was out here grinding, doing what I do, you know what I'm saying? And shit, I just start meeting people, and, you know what I'm saying? Niggas start fucking with me here and there, and I, you know what I'm saying, start hitting these studios with a couple homies, and niggas just feeling it. So I put together a little album out in New York, you know what I'm saying? And came back to the hood, printed them up, start selling them. Niggas was fucking with me, so I fucked around and ran into Suge one day, and you know what I'm saying? He's like, took a liking to a young nigga, you know what I'm saying? So I start going in the studio heavy with that nigga, and we start busting them out, and you know what I'm saying? When it came down to do some biz and shit, it just wasn't, you know what I'm saying? Everything wasn't together how it was supposed to be, so that nigga kept pushing, you know what I'm saying? And shit, I fucked around and ran into Jeezy, and you know what I'm saying? One of my homies fucked with him, so you know what I'm saying? He introduced me to that nigga, and shit, I must have went down to Atlanta and start doing my thing, start fucking with them, and you know what I'm saying? They inked me in, CTE, and this shit has been on a bracket ever since.
So how long have you been active?
Shit, I've been going hard for about 2 years, going on 3 years, you know what I'm saying? Just really, like, taking this shit seriously.
So when was the time when you were recording with Suge?
This was, like, 2005.
Oh, okay.
The beginning of summer 05, you know, I was going in there with Petey Pablo, a couple other niggas he had on the roll and shit, and we was banging them out. Squeak Rue from my hood, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know Squeak.
We was just cutting records after records after records. At the same time, I was going to, you know what I'm saying, my other little studio putting together a mixtape, Cole Young Rider mixtape, you know what I'm saying? And I put that shit out, and I must have did about 8,000 copies, and that just got all these niggas in the streets on me, like 211, you know, and it's how the brand is 211, so I got this new mixtape coming out, you know what I'm saying, Money Over Everything, you know what I'm saying, I'm trying to do 100 million copies, and you know what I'm saying, as well as an album, so I'm in it.
Okay, and who would you name as your main influences musically?
Musically, like, man, I like this whole, I like this gangster shit, man, I fuck with the Jeezys, the T.I.s, the, you know what I'm saying, the Snoops, Tupac, you know what I'm saying, everybody really, like, all the niggas that come from the same background that I come from, and you know what I'm saying, it's just like, if I see they could do it, I know I could do it, you know what I'm saying, so I'm into that shit, you know what I'm saying, they just come from nothing and made something out of nothing, so that's, you know, so that shit is all motivation for me.
And which projects have you been heard on so far?
Excuse me?
I said, which projects have you been heard on so far?
Oh, yeah, you know, I'm on the USDA, Cold Summer, number one album in the country. You know what I'm saying? Damn near gold right now. I'm on that. I'm on the new Messy Marv, Mitchie Slick called Messy Slick. I'm on that album. And I just got word from Julio G. I'm on the new West Side Radio. The West Side Radio album come out, you know, it's in the end of the summer. Beginning of fall sometime. So, man, shit, I'm really feeling myself. Three albums in one summer. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And I got my mixtape done now, so I'm ready to go. I'm finna go hard, man. These niggas finna really know about me.
So, how did you hook up with Young Jeezy and CTE?
Shit, man, one night I was in Vegas, and my homie, you know, my homie, his personal assistant and shit, which is manager now, that I guess they must have got into a little altercation or something, and niggas called me up there, so me and my nigga Ice B, we pull up there, you know what I'm saying? At the end, everything was all, you know what I'm saying, niggas start dispersing and shit, so I pull up there, and and shit, nigga, we just had some drinks, and just like I said, like, man, nigga, fuck with your boy, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm a real nigga, and, you know what I'm saying, real recognized real, and niggas just took it from there, and, I mean, that shit, niggas already seen me being in Atlanta, you know what I'm saying, so I already knew about my get down, you know what I'm saying, so I fucked around and met them niggas, and they came back to L.A. and did the Trap Star video, you know what I'm saying, that was, like, my first video I was ever in, so I hopped into that, and them niggas went to Atlanta, I hopped right on the plane, paid for my ticket and everything, hopped right on the plane, went to go fuck with them niggas, and hopped on the tour bus and all that shit, and come back to Atlanta after the tour, and niggas just signed me, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like that. And I just had me in the studio cutting records with them niggas, you know what I'm saying? Me and the homie Rocket, they signed Rocket too from East Coast Crip, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I was about to ask you if you knew Rocket beforehand or if you hooked up with him through CTE.
It was like all at the same time, you know what I'm saying? I kind of heard about him out here and there. You know what I'm saying? I knew some people that knew him, and you know what I'm saying? But I, like, really kind of met him, you know what I'm saying, through Jeezy. But, you know what I'm saying, we've been bull ever since. He come to the studio, I go to his studio, we be in Atlanta, and, you know what I'm saying, here and there. That's my nigga.
Okay, and are you going to be releasing a solo album on CT, or what are you going to be doing on there?
You know, I'm working on this album right now. We got a group album, you know what I'm saying, with me and Rocket, you know what I'm saying? We got Jeezy on there, USDA, you know what I'm saying, major production and all that shit. So, you know, we going from there. I'm also trying to go do some independent work, you know what I'm saying, with my entertainment company, Too Much Entertainment, you know what I'm saying? My first artist, Ice Burgundy, the pimp, you know what I'm saying? Straight from Inglewood, Neighborhood Power Rules, you know what I'm saying? So, shit, man, I'm just trying to go hard. I'm trying to get all this rap money. You know what I'm saying? Niggas trying to get up out these streets and put some legal money into these streets.
So when can we expect the next mixtape?
Oh, shit, you can expect the next mixtape, like, right now. I got 5,000 of them printed up right now, you know what I'm saying? I'm finna make an order for another 5,000. Try to do like 5,000 a week. I'm finna hit this magic show Monday and go hard there, as well as, you know, I got my 211 street team in Atlanta and in LA. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to just flood the streets. The Bay, LA, Dago. You know what I'm saying? I got some features on there. Nitchy Slick, Messy Marv, Ice Burgundy, Slick Puller, Rocket. You know what I'm saying? With some production by Dirty Bird, you know, that's the nigga that did that PIMP for 50. Okay. You know what I'm saying? And shit, the homie Disco from my neighborhood, you know what I'm saying? He doing half the production, the other half of the production too.
So it's all original beats, or is it other people's beats?
Excuse me?
Is it all original beats?
Yeah, it's all original beats. I got like 5 or 6 mixtape beats, you know what I'm saying? And That's just a lyrical exercise, and I really don't even like to do that shit, but I just do it just to show these niggas how I'm built, you know what I'm saying? I fill up a nigga whole shit. Really, my whole buzz is off mixtape, so, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you gotta do it, you know what I'm saying? It's real therapeutic.
What's the new mixtape called?
Money Over Everything.
Okay. And, you know, what'd you say?
No, I said, yes, sir.
And did you get some good feedback off of the feature on the USDA album?
Oh yeah, you know, I'm killing them with that Cold Summer, man. Respect the Shield, number 13. You know what I'm saying? If you ain't got it, you need to go get it. Number one album in the country. I think this is at like 320,000 right now, you know what I'm saying? Like damn near full. So I'm trying to stay in it, man. You know, I'm getting buzz off the Mitchie Slick Messy Marv shit too, you know what I'm saying? 2 bombs, touchdown.
Yeah, I heard it.
They fucking with me out here, man.
And you know, the West and the South have always had a connection. How do you view that relationship?
Say that again.
I said, you know, the West and the South have always had a connection. How do you view the relationship between the West and the South?
I mean, it's like I've been everywhere, man, and it's really the same mentality. All it is a different place, but it's the same mentality. But I really think like South niggas, you know what I'm saying? South niggas fuck with LA niggas because they damn near on the same shit. You know what I'm saying? Them niggas is down there gang banging and some motion. I done been to the Mac town. I done been to Savannah and, you know what I'm saying, every little part of Georgia and motherfucking Alabama. I done did shows in Alabama, and niggas is really on the same shit we on. It's like niggas gang banging, niggas is killing niggas, selling dope, and all that other shit. Same shit we doing out here. So I think you know what I'm saying. I'm loving it though. I love it that niggas just go down there and niggas be like, oh, you from L.A.? Oh shit, nigga, we on the same shit out here with they flags on, they chucks on, and they khakis and shit. And you know what I'm saying? I don't knock it. I'm saying it's a bang on, nigga. You know what I'm saying? But it's, you know what I'm saying, it's all the same mentality, my nigga. And just being in the South, I love that shit. That shit fun as a motherfucker, and it's active out there.
Which artists from the West are you feeling right now?
Shit, man, right now I think who's going hard out here, I'm fucking with the nigga G Malone. You know what I'm saying? I think he's hitting hard out here for like on some new West shit. You know what I'm saying? Young nigga coming up. And I'm really fucking with the nigga Hot Dollar too. I like that shit too. That shit hard. I'm fucking with all the new niggas. I'm all for this whole new movement. Cause like back in the day, about the Death Row era and all that shit, like man, niggas wasn't together like how they is now. Like it was too much shit going on, man. I ain't fucking with y'all because y'all fuck with him and he don't like him and this and that. And when it's all at the same time, niggas all the same money. Like if niggas got problems, man, take a fade and get over it and let niggas eat. You know what I'm saying? Like all that other shit is some bullshit. So I'm loving what niggas is doing right now. Like I'm open. I'm fucking with everybody. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm fucking with all the niggas that's buzzing out in these streets. You know what I'm saying? And really giving it up for the West Coast. You know what I'm saying? Just Los Angeles. You know what I'm saying? I'm loving it. The Bass got their shit going on. You know what I'm saying? Mitchie Slick killing the Dago scene right now, and it's just a gang of niggas about of L.A. You know what I'm saying? At the same time, niggas just trying to rebuild. Because niggas, you know what I'm saying? I mean, shit, I can't lie, niggas. The shit didn't fell off for a minute. And you know what I'm saying? The only nigga that was really out here consistent was Gang. So, you know what I mean? After that, niggas got a little breather, and now niggas pushing. Niggas pushing, and I love it.
Okay, that's what's up, man. Before we get out of here, is there anything else you'd like to let everybody know?
Okay, yeah, shit, man. Money over everything in the streets right now. Check me out, MySpace. Motherfucking MySpace /211 thebusiness.com. Shit, man, check me out. You can YouTube me, Google me, however you want to get at me, man. I'm out here in the streets pushing, nigga. Money over everything. Get at me.